4DOS Mobile.
4DOS and 4ZLK Mobile. Hey, Gary.
How are you today, KF4DOS Mobile?
BSCL. Done. I was hoping you were coming back on earlier, or would come back on later. I heard you earlier. That's what I meant to say. Gary, I'm doing well. I hope you are. I'll turn it over to you, and then you turn it over to John, N4ZLK.
Jane, can't complain about anything. Had to run out and do a couple of errands real quick. I'm headed back to the house now. Been out there in my garden working a little bit today, trying to get it ready to put in the ground. I used to plant it on Good Friday, but normally after Good Friday, we have a cold snap, and I don't like to have to replant, so I normally wait a little bit. Probably waiting a little bit too late this year, seems like, with the weather. But other than that, doing real good. My tires starting to show a little bit, but that's all right. I enjoy it. Pick it up there, John, KI4DOS Mobile.
Very good. Nice to meet you. Name here is John. Juliet Oscar Hotel November, call sign Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. I am sitting here in front of the Walmart in Pickens. We just ran in and did a little light to moderate grocery shopping. And then the wife reminded me she had some things in the back seat of the truck that she needed to return. So I've just kind of pulled up in front and let her deal with the customer service counter. And hello there, Shane. Maybe you heard me in there a little bit earlier talking to Leon. Anyway, we got one more stop in Pickens, and then we're heading back up to Northern Pickens. So, Shane, I became a South Carolina resident today. I got my South Carolina driver's license. Go ahead, Shane. K4WCL.
Well, I did notice it looked brighter out here today. I heard you were headed that way, so that's good. John Gary is our Wednesday night net control operator. I don't know if you hear him, if you've heard him yet. He does a swap net every Wednesday night. It's a pretty good net, and I know you have trouble getting in down there. Behind the mountain there, down there at Sunset. And Gary, if you haven't met John, he's a transplant from Georgia. He's been up here on the weekends for the last few years and now officially moving up here after retiring. I met him on the way down to Atlanta, down there on the Gainesville repeater. So you may have heard him before. I'm not sure. But anyway, go ahead, Gary. I'm working. Supposed to be off today and got called in. KI4DOS, N4ZLK.
Great you there, young man. Welcome to the area. Since you've been up here on the weekends, I'm sure you're a little more familiar with it than some folks are. But glad to have you up here. Be glad to have you check in on the net if you can make it. I can't remember the other guy's name lives down there in Sunset that checks in on occasion. I hadn't heard him in a while. But Shane, I'm going to have to make this my last one. I'm fixing to back in my favorite parking spot, as Mr. Ray used to say, over here at the house. Glad I got to hear you today. Good to speak to you. Tell Beth we said hello. Hope all y'all are continue to do well. And John, good to hear you on here, young man. Maybe I'll get to talk to you a little bit more in the future. We'll say 73 for now. K4WCL and N4ZLK, KI4DOS Mobile.
Very good, Gary. Yeah, we've been coming up here every weekend, and I do mean every weekend. If you lived in the Atlanta suburbs, you'd want to get away too. 11 years. And we started coming up here 3 days a week, Thursday afternoon and leaving on Sunday afternoon. I guess that's 3 days. About 2 years ago, and my wife and I retired 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks and 1 day to be exact. So we're still going back and forth, but spending, you know, the majority of our time up here now. We still have a home back there. We need to clean out and get on the market. We're not in a rush. Two best procrastinators in the world. And I do have have trouble getting into this machine from the house. I am shielded. Caesar's Head is shielded by Pinnacle Mountain. I'm up in the, you call it Sunset. Yeah, I have a Pickens address, but Sunset, Holly Springs area there. If you're familiar with the Rockets, Joe Cassie, we're in that little development there. So anyway, hopefully we'll chat with you again. I try to get on this repeater as much as I can, getting to know some of the local hams. So, Shane, is that in your contract where they can call you in on one of your days off? I'm surprised you answered the phone there, old man.
Talk to you. N4ZLK. John, I don't have to answer the phone, and they can't force me to come in, but they do have to pay me overtime when I do all day, time and a half all day long. So it's a good opportunity if I'm available. He called. Right now we're kind of got a lot going on and short on drivers, so I had to turn him down a couple weeks ago. But he helps me. My boss helps me out all the time, so I try to help him when I can because it saves him from trying to scramble at the last minute.
Miss Lori got her return done. She's bebopped in the truck here. Well, hey, time and a half, that's probably worth it. Especially if you have to give up a day. But, yeah, a little extra jingle in the paycheck never hurt. Although I wouldn't know what that's like anymore. I haven't had a paycheck. I got my last paycheck last Friday, and then this past Friday I got paid for a couple of vacation days they owed me for. So no more paychecks. Anyways, looks like it's a beautiful day. I think we're going to get the groceries unloaded when we get home, maybe go out for a walk, and then see what else the rest of the day brings there, Shane. You're not heading in now. I take it you got called this morning, and you're probably, three-quarters of the way through your shift?
Well, let me say hello and good afternoon, Lori. I hope you're having a good day. And I'm not going to ask you to get on the radio. I just want to say hello. And, John, yeah, I came in late for this route by a little bit, but I ran the whole thing, just was late to a few places. And I'm headed back from Traveler's Rest back to the building with a trailer, and then I've just got two more pickups on this one. Hopefully we'll be done by 5:30 or so, 6 o'clock, I'm not sure. Earlier than I normally am, by a little bit. And so it is a full day. And let's see, I checked in, or I called in there Saturday night, and it got real crowded, and I wasn't sure. I think I got my radio tuned, but I was tired. There was a lot going on, and I probably should have cleared out, but it was good to hear everybody at least say hello for a minute. N4ZLK.
It was good to hear you. Yeah, when you first came on, you weren't very strong, and then I don't know what you did, but you were much better. So, yeah, we had a good group in there. Going into the summertime, people have more daylight hours in the evening. Sometimes the 807 net is not good. But I'd say we had all together maybe 15 people. So, pretty good group in there. You know, you got the big mouths like me, and then you got some guys that just check in, say hello, and just kind of kick back and listen.
Matthew identified, but then he didn't come back for a while. I don't hear him very often anymore. I think he does a lot with GMRS too, but it's always good to hear him. And I'm going to let you know, I was trying to get a hold of Patrick. I heard him early this morning. He should be out here working. We might be eating lunch Wednesday if you're interested. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I'm just saying that. If he does mind, I'll let you know. I'm just kidding. He'll be fine. We already talked about it. But if you want to come into town all the way into Greenville or the West and have lunch with us, I know you're busy out there, but we'd love to see you. And also, I needed to work today. There's a on the Social Security now. I have to bump it up a little bit to help them out.
Not accurate. Lori is so young, she's not even
She's not even Social Security eligible yet, let alone Medicare eligible. I have elected not to get my Social Security probably until 67, which will be 1 year and 11 months, 11 and a half months. So we're just living off the mayonnaise jars buried in the backyard right now. But yeah, keep funding that fund because eventually I am going to start drawing on it.
A head start anyway, because you know you're going to need it. Oh, that's cool, though. But yeah, like I said, if you want to come out Wednesday, I know it's up to you. It's not I know we had talked about it. It's a pretty far drive, I guess, but we'd love to see you.
It won't be this Wednesday, but I will do that one of these days. Maybe when I'm going down to Pickens on that day. We've been trying to coordinate runs into town just so we're not burning up a lot of gas going back and forth from the hills into the city. But all right, let me let you bail here. I'm gonna bail. I said we had one stop, but we got two. I gotta run into Ingles, get a couple of quick items that they don't have at Walmart. I'm sure Lori's gonna go into the junk store, not that she needs anything. And then I'll stop at the quickie mark there on the way out. Shane, good to hear you. Hopefully we'll be chatting more now that we're up here more. N4ZOK, K4WCL.
Nice to hear you. You and Lori, be careful. Enjoy your day. Good to hear you. K4WCL, N4ZLK, mobile.
KB2HXS.
Caught it. It was slow enough, but I appreciate that, because talking to two people from New York in a row, that's pretty rough.
It surely can be. Over.
Again, Dave.
I can't catch a break. I get home, and I'm enjoying a little bit of downtime, and guess what? My phone rang again. I'm like, aww.
When business gets in the way.
People, I want to be cool in the summer, warm in the winter. I don't understand that. I don't get it.
Just willing to hand you a check or cash or whatever, you might as well take it.
I'm filthy rich. I don't need the money.
You do this out of the goodness of your heart. You're probably down. You say you're on a cruise, but you're down on your own private yacht, aren't you?
How'd you know?
For the weekend or something like that.
Yeah, it's the SS Minnow.
Tried to figure out how far someone could go on a small boat like that in 3 hours and be that lost at sea.
I know. I thought about that myself. You know, 3 hour tour. Where the heck did they go that they couldn't make it back?
Lights at nighttime from the shore.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. My God. If somebody ever heard this conversation, it'd be like, what is wrong with them two guys?
Not more often than just today.
That's true. Thank God my wife can't hear me. Oh, my goodness.
Notice the repeater's fairly quiet in the daytime, so nobody else is going to use it. Two knuckleheads like us might as well.
Yep, until we get Patrick in there, or Steve, or somebody, then it'll really get used.
No joy. I was thinking maybe one of them would jump in. Patrick must have his radio off today.
Out there collecting credit card cash and checks.
Go for this call.
About 12 minutes away over there, just off of Suba Road.
I guess, unless traffic's heavy.
Goodness.
Probably running the easiest one route today out of all of our tractor combo day runs, they call them, whatever they call them, the ones that deliver bulk stops and make pickups.
You got a little 20-foot trailer today?
I'm pulling a 48-footer now and made a few pickups up in Travis Rest. But I've only got a couple more in Simpsonville when I drop this. And it's just a matter of getting there and letting them finish loading and then going over to one that I have to go through security and drive all the way around the building, and two different docks got to pick up, and then that's it.
You got to drive all the way around the building. Wow, must be a big building.
Big plant, and it's technically several buildings. It's fairly large, and it, you know, 15 miles an hour or whatever the speed limit is, and speed bumps everywhere and potholes. It can take a little while.
Okay, I got it.
Felt like a long way around was when years ago I used to deliver to him in a package car. Used to, you know, pull it into a business and backing up to the dock real quick or going to the front door, and this thing seemed to take forever.
Now, when you say package car, you mean the regular ones that go around the neighborhood?
Little brown trucks. We call them package cars.
Okay, that's a new term for me. I like that. I have to remember that one.
That it's not common. It's commonly known outside of this job.
I got it now. I'm pretty quick, you know.
You know, when you talk to people who are in the military or who are pilots and they start throwing all these abbreviations around, you're kind of like you should know them. They start naming airports with their designator, three-digit designator, and you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know where that one is.
Okay, like, you know, like we say GSP, like it, we know it's right around the corner.
One, of course.
That's right.
GM or GMU or, what's another one, MOC.
Or JFK.
There are a few that we know.
Hey there.
JFK. Those letters sound familiar for some reason.
Right in there on the South Shore, the five boroughs right there. I've flown out of there a few times.
Remember which one I flew into one time. Got there at night, and you could see the lights, but I couldn't see any detail. And then all of a sudden, it's like the buildings just popped out of nowhere into 3D version, and it was really cool.
Oh, yeah. You're coming around the top of Manhattan into JFK, and either that or LGA. You don't know what LGA is.
It is LaGuardia.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, a cigar for you.
I've only flown in there a couple times, so prefer not to if I can help it.
Me too. When we went up to see Sally's sister last year, we went up to Nantucket Island. We flew from GSP to JFK, and then we had to change to a smaller aircraft to get out to, get out to Nantucket.
Puddle jumpers.
Jet, you know, you're pretty well crammed into them things. A sardine can.
One from Chicago to here a few times. A little one row on one side and two on the other.
Yeah, pretty much. That was it.
Not far. I'm going to let you go. And good to hear you again for the, third time today. Good to speak to you as well. KAB2HXS, N4ZLK.
Yeah, likewise. Well, good timing. I'm about a minute away from my customer. So let me get out of here. I will catch you later. N4ZLK, KAB2HXS, 73. We'll catch you again.